This is BFBS Esports Live with OJ Borge.
I most certainly am. Welcome along to another BFBS Esports Live penultimate show of this second series, where in all the excitement I've consumed all of the caffeine beforehand, so a little disclaimer and a little apologies in advance if I get overexcitable. You know when you've had too much caffeine, you can feel your eyebrows heating up? That's where I'm at, and I've even got another can of it, just in case. So yeah. So warnings out to our guests tonight, fabulous pair of guests. I'm going to be joined by Lance Corporal Kieran Girdler, head of the Army's Call of Duty team, who's going to tell us all about a new civilian league they are joining, which I think is fascinating. The idea of forces teams playing within civilian leagues, I think it's going to be a great development. Talking as well to AB Riley, captain of the Navy's Overwatch team. A game we haven't chatted about a lot, not within the forces. They're in their final preparations for Insomnia next month. Of course, we'll be talking about what gaming means to them as well, why esports so important wherever they are in the world. And we'll play you music as well. Let's start with a bit of Coldplay here on BFBS. This is Adventure of a Lifetime.
Thank you.
play Adventure of a Lifetime here on BFBS. And why not launch straight into our first guest of this show, this penultimate show? I didn't mention that. It's the penultimate show of this run of BFBS Esports Live. And it's Lance Corporal Kieran Girdler, head of the Army's COD team. Do you know what, Kieran? I should say Call of Duty. We shouldn't just use these little abbreviations, should we?
Nah, we're good. It's fine. I think a lot of people know Call of Duty as COD now, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Not a problem.
So where do we find you today then, Kieran? Where are you in the world?
I'm in Gloucestershire at the moment.
I should have asked this at the start of every interview I've done during this series. What's the internet like where you are? What's the ping like when you're on base?
I'm not on base, so I'm married. So I live in a married quarter, just like maybe 2 minutes away from the quarter, the barracks. But the ping's roughly anywhere between 20 and 35.
That's not bad for ranked play. So talk me through Call of Duty. How long have you been playing the game? What is it that got you enthralled with it in the first place?
I started playing Call of Duty on COD 4 on the Xbox 360. My dad had an Xbox 360 and I seen him playing it and he asked me if I wanted to have a go. I was instantly better than him.
How well did he take that?
He was all right, but he was in the forces as well, so he couldn't quite fathom how he had 15 to 20 years plus experience, and I at 14 was better at him than a game that was soldiering based.
It's one of those though, isn't it? I mean, do you ever talk to your dad about the time he spent in the army or in the forces, about the fact that they didn't have gaming, they didn't have esports? Does he ever say that it's a great thing what you've got going on?
He sees the positives and sees the negatives, obviously. Soldiers today tend to go back to their room, close the door and game. So there is that sort of negative spin on it, but also you've got the positives. They're constantly talking to one another. The communications there, they're engaging with other people from different cap badges, different sort of services, you know, not just the British, but Americans. We play with them a lot as well. So the sort of connection between soldiers is probably better than it has ever been.
Yeah, I guess you can share knowledge. Well, not knowledge, that's the wrong way of putting it. You can share experiences, though, as well. I guess that's why also, I mean, you talk about just going back to your room and shutting the door. I guess that's why the gaming rooms are important that are starting to be put into bases around the country.
Well, yeah, it brings people together. You can put a face to a name and a voice because there's countless people that I've spoken to online that I've never met before. I've run into some people now that you hear their voice and they go, "Oh, are you Kieran?" And I say, "Yeah." And they go, "Oh, I'm so-and-so." So it is brilliant in that sense. But yeah, the gaming rooms will be great just to sort of meet the people that you've been gaming with and making a friendship with online.
It's such a modern thing, isn't it? I know people I've played online with for years who I only met in the flesh 3, 4, 5 years after meeting. There's something strangely wonderful about meeting these people that you know so well, but you've never actually been in the same room as.
Yeah, it's a bit of a crazy experience because you feel like you've known these people and you probably have known these people for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, have never met them, and then you finally meet them and it's just like you've been mates for so long. Like normally as you would have been with somebody you met at school or through a social club or a sport, you know.
It's such a modern way, isn't it? We meet friends and we meet people in different ways nowadays. So how long have you been running the Army's Call of Duty teams?
Well, we started just before COVID. Esports kind of took off just before COVID sort of happened. And from there, I was running the British Army's Call of Duty League. Doing all the boring stuff behind the scenes, writing rules, organising the fixtures, making sure teams had full rosters, subs, making sure that everything was going well. And yeah, it was a bit of a slog, I'm not going to lie. There was times where I was coming home from work and I've got two kids and a wife and I was going straight onto my computer and trying to sort stuff out and arrange things so that other people could have something to play and have a good time.
I'm going to say that went down really well at home.
My wife is quite supportive, so she was happy because through lockdown, obviously, being in the forces, it was stringent. We weren't allowed to go into work at certain periods of time, and I'm quite an active person, so she could see that it was bothering me. So as long as my mind was busy, she was quite happy.
Well, I guess that's the point, and this has been a common theme when chatting to people. Esports, competitive playing of games, has been very good for everyone's mental health.
Yeah, it definitely has been. I mean, we haven't been able to get out and about and see the people that we call friends, so just being able to hear their voice and talk to them and game with them and have a laugh and a joke like you would do at the pub or, as I said before, playing sports or whatever it is that you do with your friends, it really plugged the gap during COVID.
Yeah. Just really quickly, because I think this is a fabulous thing that's coming up, very interesting. Your teams are joining a new civilian league. Tell us more about that league and why you're doing that.
Well, last year we joined a league called the XP League. We done quite well in it. We're playing some really good sides and players and teams and stuff. We've taken the plunge again this year. We only entered one team last year for the lack of players, but this year we've got a massive pool of players that are all ready to go and competitive and want to win, really. So we've joined the league again. It starts at the beginning of next month, so
and your your aims to win it.
We aim to be as competitive as possible. I'm not going to say we're gonna win because there's some very good teams out there that have been together a lot longer. I mean, because we're in the army, we trial every year, which sometimes brings in new players, which means that the sort of chemistry isn't there at the beginning. So we are constantly having practice matches against other teams, trying to make that sort of connection together, making sure we all know what each other are doing without having to tell each other what we're doing.
Well, Kieran, I reckon you're going to do well. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us about the Army's Call of Duty teams. Really appreciate it. Thank you, Kieran. Lance Corporal Kieran Girdler, head of the Army's Call of Duty team. Let's play some more music. This is the Stereophonics and Dakota.
Summertime.
I went and did it. I drank the other caffeinated beverage. I'd like to apologise to my next guest here on Esports Live. Hello to AB Riley Kelly, captain of the Navy's Overwatch team. Riley, I apologise in advance if I'm overexcitable here. Well, listen, mate, thank you for coming on. You are the captain of the Navy's Overwatch team. It's not a game we've spoken a lot about on this series. Why Overwatch? Why is Overwatch your game of choice?
Well, personally, I've been playing Overwatch since I was 12 years old. Well, my first game I ever played was Halo with my dad on the Xbox, and then I migrated to Overwatch. And Overwatch just always stood out to me. It's had great team play aspects to the game. It's fully based around team play. And it has a very massive big esports side of it.
Well, it was
it's got the Overwatch League and the Overwatch World Cup.
Yeah, it was written specifically to be an esport, wasn't it? Which is other games haven't been. They've sort of evolved into it, but it very much has. Now, you're competing next month at Insomnia 70 at the Birmingham NEC. Is this your first Insomnia?
I've been to Insomnia 64, but it's been quite a while.
What are you expecting the atmosphere to be like when you go there between the 6th and the 10th of April?
Energised. I'm expecting quite a good atmosphere, to be honest. Everyone's been working pretty hard.
How have you picked the team who will compete then and train for the live event? Because playing online is one thing. Playing in person, on a stage, in LAN, is something completely different.
Well, we've just been picking the team off of capabilities and who we've been working better with. We've had an option of 12 different people, and we've had to narrow that down to 5 different people. And it's just been whoever's been working best together, whoever's been performing the best. But at the end of the day, it's not all about the competitive side. We are there to have fun, but obviously we want to try best we can to win, but what happens will happen.
Yeah, well, Riley, I'm sure you do want to do your best when you get there. What's it like then being the captain when you've had to tell people they haven't made the team?
It's not very good, but people do understand. It doesn't mean people cannot compete in the future. People can still take part in the future events, and we still do weekly tournaments between the RAF army. Scrims, we play together still quite a lot. It's just a small aspect of what we've been doing.
Time to drop my very in-depth Overwatch question. Who's your main? Who do you play with when you're playing?
Ana, one of the support heroes.
Because yeah. That's the thing with Overwatch, isn't it? It's the balance. You said it's a team game. It very much is so. Getting the balance of that team right with the characters is so important.
Yeah, because you can have some of the best players in the world, but you can have them playing heroes that don't really work together, and they will not have a very good time. Heroes have to work together to have any sort of chance of winning, because, as I said before, the game is very much team-based.
Now, I also hear that the facilities on HMS Sultan are well underway, and the gaming facilities should be ready to use real soon. It's great to hear how much more and more facilities are opening across all forces on numerous bases in the UK. How excited are you for having this space where you are?
I think it's good. It's not just about the competitive side, but about the community. We can have people who have never actually been playing games before come down, and they can get involved and just see what the world of gaming is. As we can all agree, gaming does have quite a bad stigma around it. People just seem to think of it as this nerdy thing, but it isn't. Anyone can get involved.
Do people still believe that? I mean, I know that was the stigma a few years ago, but it seems now most people are open to the idea, especially after COVID and lockdown, the idea that if you can be in touch with people, however you're in touch with them, whether it's through a game, whether it's sat down in person playing on a console, it's always going to be a positive thing.
Yeah, it always is going to be. It's not all about being nerdy and being always sitting down in your room alone. It's playing with your friends. You can do it in person. You can do it online. You can play with people all across the world. We've got a hyper-connected world now with the internet, and people are embracing it with these video games.
How is your internet when you're on board the ship?
Temperamental.
Is it? So what is it? Could you play a ranked game when you're on board?
Not at sea, but on board you could.
Okay. I love the idea. What sort of speed are you getting when you are actually at sea on the boat? Is it particularly quick? I mean, could you actually play a game if you're at sea?
At the moment, no, not really. You have to be using offline games.
Yeah.
But hopefully in the future with things like Starlink and like the satellite internet, maybe we could do things in the future.
Fingers crossed. Playing from anywhere in the world, that's what I want. Riley, thank you so much for your time. Good luck when you go to Insomnia.
Thank you.
There you go. That is AB Riley Kelly, captain of the Navy's Overwatch team. And I do think when they go to Insomnia, I think it'll be a very, very interesting tournament for all the reasons, because playing online is one thing, but playing in person, that's where it's at. To a bit of Wolf Alice and Beautifully Unconventional, which I like to think is myself, or maybe unconventionally beautiful, or maybe neither of the two. So then this is Esports Live on BFBS, the Forces Station. And interesting on what Riley was saying about we're living in a hyper-connected world. And we are, and it's only going to get more connected, which I guess has its downsides, but not when it comes to gaming. I mean, if you can get great internet wherever you are, including in the middle of the Pacific, how amazing. And I do remember having a friend who, I forget the name of the boat he was on. I do forget, so I won't even try to launch into it because I can't remember. But I remember him emailing me from wherever he was, and it just being the most amazing experience that my friend who was away at sea still could send emails out, which I guess was me being silly more than anything. So then, for the final time in our second series, we bring you the gaming quiz. Best of luck. They've been super difficult. They have been super difficult. This one, I think you've probably got more of a chance of getting. And we start, well, it's a guess, really, although it could be an educated guess. What is the best-selling games console of all time? What do you think is the best-selling gaming console of all time? Which band made the most money in royalties from Guitar Hero? When it comes to pop quiz questions, that is an absolute winner. What food was Pac-Man's look based on? Really? I never knew this. I never knew this as a question. Question four, what is the name of the first video game ever created? I could take a guess at that. I wonder if I'd be right, because I haven't actually seen the answers to this yet. Which American football coach has a popular game named after him? And do you know what? I mean, you probably do know the answer to that. You've probably played the game over the years. But there was a fabulous story based around how this person came into it and why this game became so big. But yeah, there's the questions for you. So if you think you know the answers, well, I tell you what, you can find that other side of this from Joel Corry and Becky Hill.
Cause
She's great, isn't she? Joel Corry and Becky Hill here on BFBS. So then, the questions. How did you get on with them? I think of all the esports questions, all the gaming questions we've done over this series, these are the most gettable. Some of them have been outrageously hard. And do you know what? I actually did get a couple of messages from people who were listening who got the answers right, which blew my mind. Personally, I think they may have been cheating and Googling them. But hey, if they tell me it's true, then I believe them at face value. So, best-selling games console of all time. Is it a Nintendo? No, it's not. Is it an Xbox? No, it's not. It is the PlayStation 2. Of all of them, that was the console that sold the most. Which band made the most money in royalties from Guitar Hero? A game in Guitar Hero that really changed gaming. It did change gaming. It was the first real time they managed to merge music and playing an instrument with it being a game. Before that, there'd been things around you could do, but it never really worked. The answer is Aerosmith, who did very well in royalties from Guitar Hero. Pac-Man's look was based on a food. What was it? Of course, it's a round food. It was pizza. And I didn't know this, but I guess if you take a slice out of a round pizza, then you would get the Pac-Man look. Name of the first video game ever created. What is it? It is, of course, Pong. I thought that might have been too simple, but no, it's true. Bit of Pong. Which American football coach has a popular game named after him? You've probably played it in your life. I know I have. I'm not as obsessed as some people are. I mean, in America, it's so big. You know, if you don't play Madden, then what are you doing, especially if you're a fan of the NFL? The answer, of course, as I said, is Madden. The story behind it, if you get 2 seconds, well worth Googling, because he was fascinating. The whole idea behind how he got into it, because really, he wanted to create something that was so stats-based, you could become somebody who could choose a team based off it. And he pushed really hard for it to be that in-depth. Well worth looking it up if you want to Google it. Thanks to both my guests tonight. Fabulous to chat to them about their respective teams and also their respective esports. We have one more show next week, and we're hoping, if we can get it going right, we're hoping it's going to be a show where people are taking me on. If you would like to be involved, bfbs.com/esportslive. You can hear this whole show again on Sunday afternoon at 12:30. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you last week for the final show of the series.
On air, online, on the app, on FM, and DAB+ throughout the UK. This is BFBS, the Forces Station.